It is Wacky Team Wednesday, so we introduce this man, normally from Bomaderry today via Wagga, the great Hector.
Good afternoon, boys.
Heckos, good afternoon. Now, what are you doing in Wagga?
I'm going camping.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Who is?
Yes, I'm out west in the city so nice they named it twice, Wagga Wagga.
The home of many crows.
Yes.
Yes, Hector. What else is
Absolutely.
Happening?
No, we're just going out to get some Murray crayfish, actually, out on the river. I'm going fishing. I can't wait.
Oh, okay. Right, we'll bring your... make sure you've got
your... supposed to be delicious. I'll bring you one back. I'll drop one off on my way back home.
Perfect.
But they're supposed to be absolutely delicious. They're the most delicious crustacean on the planet, allegedly. Okay. Apparently they're better than crabs, and I've had those a few times.
Okay. Allegedly.
Who's your nomination?
Anyway, sorry, boys, shall I... I've got three, if that's all right. A couple have already been mentioned. I was a bit slow. But anyway, I like this theme. And there's a bit of a history with rugby league players becoming doctors. Nathan Gibbs, George Paponis, and I believe John Hopalati's still studying his proctology course.
he keeps failing,
that
yes.
Be too far off. Absolutely, yeah. Now, I know you've already done Dr. Pimple Popper. Now, if ever there was a doctor with the guts to stomach rugby league, it's Dr. Sandra Lee, the Popper of Pimple. Mm. She has to be our probing number nine. Now, she deals with all manner of foul-smelling rankness. I'm talking boils, pimples, fists of the sebaceous variety, pus, pustules, warts, corns, moles, and suspect freckles. And she's absolutely surrounded by grubbiness on a day-to-day basis. So that probably qualifies her for the Queensland Origin team, too. Now, what
good.
About Dr. Hannibal Lecter?
Yes.
Now, I know what you're thinking. He's not a particularly nice gentleman. In fact, he's a cannibal. But there's something I really like about him. And Hannibal Lecter is a real Hector Erector. I'll leave it at that. Now, if we were to play, if we had him in the team, he'd be the biggest fighter in our game since Kevin Proctor. And that's not really tolerated in our game. Just ask Katoni Staggs as well. He didn't even take a bite of that toe. He was just sucking it. Did you see that video?
Anyway, yes, apparently I did. I did. I got that one.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry, yeah. My only concern about the doctor would be that he's never actually played as part of a team because his mother always taught him not to play with his food. I'm just wondering if maybe we could fit him in the centres and he could have a little sniff and nibble on the edges.
It's fine. I'm going to put him in the centres with it's an evil-looking three-quarter line. I've got Dr. Hannibal Lecter and Dr.
Yeah.
Chris Dunched. Tough. You know Dr. Dunched? He was Dr. Death?
I do. Oh, creepy.
Very creepy.
Now, I've got my final nomination. This one is a little bit off. It was mentioned just before. I'd like to nominate Dr. Seuss. Now, I'm not sure if he's eligible because he actually played quite a bit of rugby league in his early years.
Dr. Seuss.
And I actually found an excerpt from his autobiography. Can I read it?
Yes.
Dr. Seuss?
Yes.
Hold on, let me just find the page. Here's an excerpt about his rugby league career. Oh, here it is. I do not like a cold bench spot. I do not like the hooking slot. Not starting props, not on the wing, not second row. Now, here's the thing. Halfback, that's for me. First receiver, Seuss I'll be. I like to grubber, I like to punt. And in defence, I'll fold some. Sorry, I can't make out that last bit. Anyway, boys, have a lovely weekend. I'm going camping. I'm going fishing. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Echoes.
Oh, what about the autobiography?
Oh.